Hi, welcome to another edition of Shabbat Lounge. I appreciate you listening today. And as always, I ask you to like, comment, give me some stars in iTunes, whatever platform you find this in, please give it a like, some kind of a comment, some kind of feedback, one way or the other. I appreciate it. And if you find it to be useful, please share it with someone you know. Well, today as I'm out and about driving around, I was driving down a very popular road in our area with a very big church. I'd say this church I drove by, you know, probably, well, I've been in the auditorium and I know for a fact that you can probably seat, 2,500 people in there pretty easily. And so it's a pretty large, non-denominational church. And as I drove by, I saw they had a new sign out in the front. And this new sign definitely made me ponder today. Apparently, they changed their name to, quote, Lifestyle Christianity Church, end quote. Lifestyle Church, in other words. I'm like, what in the world does that mean? Lifestyle Church. You know, I will definitely have to go online and look them up and see if I can find some information about their beliefs and what they do. You know, it looks like it's pretty much just the same old church. Once upon a time, I think it was definitely Baptist connected, and then it became non-denominational but very Baptist leaning at its core. And now it is called Lifestyle Church. I just find it fascinating as I look at the world of Christendom today and see what it's trying to do, trying to appeal to get more people to come in, changing names, losing denominational tags. And to a certain extent, I think some of those things are good, you know, because we aren't supposed to have denominations. We shouldn't divide up on party lines, so to speak, divide up into those camps. And, you know, that was never the intention. That's definitely something the enemy has done, is he's come along and divided us up into little camps and separates us. But there is more, what I tell people all the time, there's more, we have more in common with each other than what keeps us apart. And so anyway, I just think it's a real interesting state of affairs in the modern American church that, you know, they feel like they have to change their name so drastically to Lifestyle Church. You know, I have so many questions about Lifestyle Church. You know, which lifestyle are you talking about? Because on the surface, when I look at that, it makes me think, whatever lifestyle you are, come to our church. We welcome all lifestyles. Is that what they're saying? Or are they saying that, you know, come to church and be a part of the good lifestyle? You know, I don't really know what they're saying. And maybe that's their intention. Maybe they want you to not know and ask questions. But I do feel like so many churches are going down the path of least resistance. But bottom line is, most churches are set up as businesses. And they are there to not necessarily make money, but they are there to keep the pastor gainfully employed, for sure. Keep the pastor employed and keep the checks coming in so that the, so that they can pay the light bill and keep the electricity on and keep the air conditioning going. And that is definitely part of what you see. So I challenge you, if you're part of a church like that, to look carefully at how they spend their money and what they're asking you to spend your money on, your hard-earned dollars on. And as we look at this lifestyle church, you know, this podcast, let me sum it up. It's going to be short. You know, churches, we shouldn't be so divided. You know, it's real simple. The path I'm on cleared it up for me. For years and years and years, I struggled with the concept of denominationalism. I knew it was wrong. Everybody I know in the church world knows it's wrong, but we all do it. And I came to realize that what the Father really wanted was all along is He wanted us to be the Hebrews, the one who crossed over from Babylon, crossed over from the teachings of man into the teachings of the Father, which run counter to the world. He wanted us to follow His ways, be His people, call Him by His name. Those are the things that we're supposed to do. And those are the things that make us one. And He also says, I and the Father am one. And He wants His people to be one. And so that is one part of this. The other part is, churches have got to stop bending to the waves of political pressure, the waves of political correctness, the waves of the culture that say you have to accept certain lifestyles regardless of how you believe. And part of the thing that drives that is probably all the churches that you see on Main Street are 501(c)s. And so that means that basically this business is tax-free, set up under the government under a 501(c), and in order for them to continue to be tax-free, they have to play by these political rules. And that's what this is. So they feel caught, they want to keep their tax-exempt status, and they feel like if they break away possibly and tell the truth, they're going to, A, lose members, which means they lose money, and it also means that they can't pay the bills for the big building if they lose members. And it means maybe that happens and they lose their 501(c) status, which is going to cost them significantly if they had to pay regular taxes on everything. And there are members that would stop going there because part of the reason they go there is so they can donate and write off that portion for their taxes. So I challenge churches in America to stand on the truth, to not be afraid of the truth, to stand for what's right, even if it costs you money, even if it costs you membership. But we must stand on the biblical truth. And if we can't stand on biblical truth that we find in the Bible, then, you know, you might as well just be a country club. And, you know, people pay membership dues and it becomes a social fellowship. And it seems that that's the direction that we're headed in modern church today. And if you find yourself in a church like that, I just challenge you to look around and see, is it a country club? Is it like a family reunion? And if that's what you want, and just know that that's what it is. But real church involves real repentance, involves leaving Babylon, involves leaving the ways of the world, and it means that you become a holy, set-apart people. And when I look at the church today, I have many brothers and sisters that I love dearly that are a part of the church. And I long to gather them up and help them be in a place where they can be a part of real church. Church that is calling people to be holy, set-apart people. Just do a Google search in the Blue Letter Bible. I guess it's not a Google search, but just a search in the Blue Letter Bible of how many times you find that this idea of being holy and set apart. You see it all throughout the scriptures of living a holy, set apart lifestyle. When we look at ourselves, and there is no difference between us and an atheist who doesn't believe in a moral compass, doesn't believe in anything other than, you know, just be a good person. When they watch the same movies, listen to the same music, do the same things, spend their free time the same way, it is something to ponder for sure. You know, we should be different, we should be holy and set apart. His ways are not our ways, and we have to work really hard to learn His ways. And so I just want to leave you with this final thought of, obviously, this is Zach Bauer says, go home and read your Bible. Search the scriptures. Search and see what He says about being holy and set apart. And then ask yourself, what does it mean to be holy and set apart? And you probably are going to find that it is a difficult thing to do, and it requires you to make choices. Yes, lifestyle choices. And so if the church is about living a lifestyle choice of being holy and set apart, being holy, set apart people who are not trying to change to be more accepting to the culture, then I'd say awesome. But I guess I'll just have to investigate further and see what Lifestyle Church is all about. So until then, thank you again for listening to Shabbat Lounge. I ask you to continue to give me comments, likes, subscriptions. Please share with someone if you find this content to be useful and meaningful in any way. And check out my blog. You can find me at sabbathlounge.com. You can find my WordPress account there. I'm also in YouTube. I'm in Spotify. I'm in iTunes. I'm in multiple platforms. And just ask you to check it out. Thank you again for listening.